you know, as part of her desire to clean up the environment. How's that going over in West Virginia? Not well at all. We'll tell you about it. 6 o'clock in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Indiana is the center of the political universe today. The Hoosier State's late-in-the-season primary isn't accustomed to this kind of attention.
Indiana doesn't usually play a decisive role in presidential elections, but during this unusual campaign season, candidates are fighting for every vote. Ted Cruz appeared with Indiana's governor, who offered his endorsement.
My choice in the Indiana primary is Ted Cruz.
But Cruz is polling a distant second. Donald Trump has a double-digit lead. Still, he's leaning hard on Cruz.
I think he's crazy. I think he's crazy.
Trump is keeping Hillary Clinton in his sights as well.
I would say that she started screaming at the teleprompter, but I'm not allowed to say that.
I'm Kim Hutcherson.
And could this also be the day Hillary Clinton puts away Bernie Sanders?
Hillary Clinton's not even in Indiana. Bernie Sanders figures that might help him as he is close to Clinton in the latest polls. Sanders hopes a surprise win here can help him turn superdelegates who back Clinton toward him.
We have now won 17 states. And if you can help us bring out a large voter turnout tomorrow, Indiana will be the 18th victory.
Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Sunday, CSX derailment in Northeast D.C. is going to disrupt some people's commutes again today. Thanks to the ongoing cleanup, Mark Commuter Rail says trains on the Brunswick line will end in Silver Spring. You'll have to take Metro the rest of the way in. CSX says 15 of the 16 cars that left the tracks Sunday morning have now been put back on the tracks to be moved. The last car will be taken away by trailer. We're set today to hear final recommendations from the National Transportation Safety Board following their long investigation into Metro's L'Enfant Plaza smoke incident.
Visibility is zero in the tunnel. Please do not open the train doors.
One person killed, 90 injured, not just because of the electrical malfunction that caused smoke to start pouring into the train, but everything that followed. Attorney Kim Brooks Rodney is representing 87 riders suing Metro. She said a few days after the incident,
looking at the chaos that took place, it seems as if they don't have a protocol.
According to preliminary NTSB reports, it took 35 minutes after the train stopped to start evacuating. Among many other problems, they cite rail control workers ignoring a smoke alarm, first responders getting incomplete information, and radio dead zones. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
There is high standing water on some roads in the Washington area this morning, the result of heavy rains last night that also resulted in a number of water rescues. First responders in Fairfax and Montgomery County say they helped several people out of cars that became swamped in rapidly rising water. No reports, though, of any serious injuries. If you've eaten in restaurants in Fairfax County anytime recently, you may have noticed signs protesting proposed meals tax. Today, the County Board of Supervisors will be discussing it.
The discussion will center around whether to implement a 4% tax on food and drink purchased in Fairfax County. It's something Jason Morgan with the group Fairfax Meals Tax Dine Out is in favor of.
People who can afford to eat out more and have bigger meals will do so. Those who can't will eat at home a little bit more often.
But the group No Fairfax Food Tax argues that unfairly targets a single industry, puts even more of a burden on local businesses, and could harm the local economy. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,891, the Nasdaq at 48,18. Sports, the Penguins take game 3, leaving the Caps down 2-1 now. The Nationals shut out the Royals in Kansas City. The Orioles had the night off. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Get this straight.
Rush.
You got to hear this. You got to hear this.
Rush Limbaugh, weekdays at noon.
And that's what everybody needs to know.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
If the very thought of going to the dentist's office leaves you paralyzed with fear, you're not alone. Many of my patients have come to me after years of avoiding the dentist. And the good news is they always leave with a smile. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan from McMillan Sedation Dentistry. And in as little as one anxiety-free visit, I can provide solutions to years' worth of dental problems. We offer general and cosmetic dentistry as well as teeth in a day. At McMillan Sedation Dentistry, you have options to ensure you're completely relaxed. Whether it's taking a small pill or having a board-certified anesthesiologist on hand, you'll rest comfortably throughout the entire procedure. No matter how many years or how many fears, it's time for you to smile easy. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie Laviola to our team. Take that first step and call us today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 66 normal delays coming through Gainesville and out through to Manassas, starting to see the stop and go. Same story with 28 heading through Manassas Park northbound to get to the signal lights and up to 66. Not so normal, though. Inside the Beltway toward the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, jam solid. Now have a lane blocked here with this crash. Just as you head eastbound 66, right as you come out of the tunnel, before the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, one lane to the right gets by. So as you're coming out of Falls Church, heading through Arlington, Roslyn, extra volume for sure. Let's go 270 out of Frederick. The normal backup solid, though, as you head past 109. Top side of the Beltway slowing Maryland in each direction. And now it looks like we may have a problem because on the inner loop side, as you make your travels past Connecticut Avenue toward George Avenue, right around that curve, looks like we have a crash and quickly forming delays. DC 295, it's the high standing water with big delays. Southbound 295 between right before Burroughs Avenue after Eastern Avenue. Only one lane gets you by. Traffic update brought to you by MedStar Heart and Vascular. In just 6 months, Gerald Foley, the father of three, went from having a bad cough to something much more life-threatening. Unfortunately, though, MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute was able to give him and his family a second chance. Find out more at MedStarWashingtonDC.org/second chances. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Early showers, maybe some thunder, but they will be tapering off as we go through the afternoon. We'll top out around 67. Tonight, evening showers and thunder possible, low around 55. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 62 in Arlington, 61 in Olney, 62 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. Three New York college students are indicted for making false race attack claims. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning, everybody. 6:07. Yes, we survived those thunderstorms and the heavy rain and the hail, and we're back up and at it again this morning because it takes more than that to keep us down, doesn't it? We've got a great show lined up for you. 7:05 this morning, Montgomery County Councilmember Craig Rice on an idea that perhaps kids should be given weekend school lunches because some kids are hungry, apparently. We'll talk about that. 7:35, Robert McCartney on a big Metro report. 8:05 in Fairfax County, they're talking about starting school earlier over there. We'll talk to board member Elizabeth Schultz. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
I wonder if this has happened to you. You've got a play date with your kids. And, you know, usually play dates, at least in my experience, happens when you've got toddlers. You know, you've got two-year-olds, three-year-olds, four-year-olds. They're not quite in preschool yet, or they're not in regular school yet. You know, you want them to socially interact with other kids, so you bring them over to another parent or a group of parents home who have kids the same age, and the kids are all going to play together, and the adults get to sit around, have some coffee, have some tea, have some adult conversation. Listen, I've done plenty of these play dates. This is what happens. This is why they call them a play date. And then there's one person sitting around the table or sitting, you know, outside, you know, leaning against the wall in the backyard as the kids are playing on the play set or at the park bench. And the one guy says, or the one woman says, you know, have you tried this new product called, you know, fill in the blanks? It's making me so much healthier now. It's a shake that I drink every morning. And man, I've never felt healthier. Or you should try these new all natural soaps, these detergents. They're really great and they're a lot cheaper than going to the store. Or, hey, Jane, what are you doing about all those pictures that you're taking of the kids? Do you have scrapbooks going? Because I got a business in scrapbooks, and you really should look at what I've got going here, or maybe you should buy some of my life insurance. I care about my kids. And they take the opportunity of these play dates and these social interactions to hit you up to sell a product to you, or in some cases, even to join their business if it's a direct marketing business. Is that inappropriate? Is it out of control? Have you actually stopped going to some of these play dates because of this? I would love to hear about your experience and how you've handled it. 888-630-9625-888-630-WMAL. I ask because there's an article by Jane Ridley in the New York Post, and Jane has had it up to here with this. Moms using kids' play dates to make money, or in some way to socially interact and to network. And to, this is a thing that parents are doing. This is supposed to be about their kids having fun, and instead they're using this for their own personal business purposes or to, in some way, social climb. She says, if I had a dime for the number of times of play dates I've been asked to join a skincare trial or try essential oils so I can be rich, I it would be ridiculous. And this is what happens. You're cornered now. Your kids are there playing. You're stuck in the middle of a sales pitch, and you can't leave. And I'll tell you, not only has this happened to me, but I'm going to admit it. I'm actually going to, not me personally, but my the mother of my children.
Oh, really?
My ex-wife. She was a perpetrator of this
crime. Oh, no. Are you kidding me?
She had the scrapbook business. And listen, we rationalized it as, we're not selling anything to anybody. You know, we're just sharing this great idea. You know, that's what you do. when you sit around with your friends, don't you recommend a movie? I love this movie. You should try this movie. Or, gosh, this works for my kids. You should try it for your kids. But you see, this is my business, you see. I've got scrapbooks. You've taken all these pictures. You should have scrapbooks. Creative Memories has these wonderful scrapbooks. There's a lot of businesses out there, Creative Memories. And this isn't a knock on the business. I love Creative Memories. They're great photo albums. But the way that the product is sold rubs a lot of people the wrong way. And I'd love to hear from you if you've had this experience and what your solution is. 888-630-9625. How do you get out of it without being rude? 888-630-WMAL.
Well, you know what? I have not had this experience, but in fairness, I have to say that I was not around a lot for a lot of the play dates. I was, out trying to make a living downtown working for the Fox News Channel when my child was of that age. And may have happened. I didn't hear about it. I didn't hear anything about it. And I sort of have a whole issue with the whole idea of play dates. I mean, can't you just go to a park and let kids play? Can't you just, tell the kids to go outside and play? It's so much different now, I guess, than it was when I was growing up. But I don't recall anything quite like this. I have heard some horror stories. In fact, this article that you referred to talks about some horror stories that occur at play dates. Things like one kid beating up the other and the mom saying, "Now let's not take the baseball bat to the other child, please." You know, and then the mother, the other parent saying, "I don't think that's quite getting it done there, mom." Or that she recounts in one case how a woman said, "Hey, listen, would you like to get together again and have another play date?" And she had found out in the previous play date that she was a Republican. She says, "Oh, I'm trying to limit my child's exposure to Republicans." I have heard stories like that. And in fact, when it comes down to kids, getting beat up on the playground, I mean, there was a case like that when I was little. I'm just at a playground, and this kid was just attacking my child, and I jumped up and was halfway across the playground. Playground before I even realized that I was up and was, sort of in this little kid's face. And then his parents got into my face because I was yelling at their kid. So, those kind of things happen. But I never had the other experience at all.
So wait, when you were a child, like we're talking about toddler. You can't tell a toddler, hey, just go out and play and come on back when it's time for lunch. So a lot of parents, arrange times for their kids to play with other kids of the same age. You didn't play with other kids your same age?
Well, in the neighborhood, yeah. And the moms would get together for coffee, like, at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Well,
and
Brian,
the kids would play.
Dude, that's a play date.
But I don't remember anything like that, no. Of course, those ladies didn't have jobs or little part-time things on the side.
Oh, okay, but that's a play date, though. Whether the conversation then turned to a business that one of the moms was setting
up. I don't think they called it play date. They said, "Hey, come over and have some coffee."
Okay. Well, I'm glad we cleared that up. The point is, really, I think it started the patient X in all of this was Tupperware. I think Tupperware was the beginning of the end for social interaction between parents that were removed from a sales pitch. And then came Avon, and then came Mary Kay, and then, boy, all hell broke loose. All right, we want to hear from you. 888-630-9625. Do your play dates become sales pitches, and are you tired of it? And are you trying to get out of it? Tell me how you got out of it. 888-630-9625.
It is now 6:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Did you mention jewelry?
Oh, was the, did you have one
oh,
of those?
I forget the name of
there's
the company
couple,
now, but the earrings and the, yes.
But some of them are fun. I mean, some of them are okay.
Well, that's the thing. There's also the cooking one where you come over and you get all the cooking stuff.
I haven't gone to one of those, but there's a lot. Man. There's a lot
well,
of
Jamie,
them out there.
Let me tell you about it. It's really changed my life. It's let's go to traffic.
I will. And you know what? We have a lot going on. First of all, because of the storms yesterday, high standing water and ponding in a lot of areas and debris, of course, the tree branches and such. You really need to be careful. Beach Drive actually closed between the Montgomery County line and the D.C. line down toward Wise Road and Military Road. They have that completely shut off. D.C. 295, a mess. Southbound Kenilworth Avenue between Eastern and Burroughs. This is really important to pay attention if you use 295. Only one lane gets by. Underwater are the two right lanes, again, before you get to Burroughs Avenue, with delays off of the Beltway. So plan ahead for the extra time or for your alternate. Now on the Beltway. Oh, very popular spot to have a crash, unfortunately. Beltway heading around the curves between Connecticut Avenue and Georgia Avenue. This one on the inner loop side. Looks like the two left lanes are blocked. I'm looking at delays coming out of Bethesda before Connecticut Avenue. Outer loop, you're rubbernecking to check it out. Still 66 eastbound coming through the tunnel and heading toward the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Once you get out of the tunnel, only the right lane gets by the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, showers are going to taper off through the afternoon, but thunderstorms are possible today, a high of 67. Let me just say, every day there is some mention of rain in the forecast all the way through the weekend. Tonight, evening showers, thunder possible, 55. Tomorrow, occasional showers, thunder possible, 66. Thursday, afternoon showers and thunderstorms, high of 62. Friday, showers possible, 64. Currently in the nation's capital, 62 degrees, 617 on WMAL.
Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis from Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate. Call 202-625-4370.
We found a lovely group of parents at gymnastics, and Friday nights our girls practice for 4 hours at a time.
Ooh,
and everyone comes over and the kids go in the kids' room and play, and then we're hanging out.
Did they ever try to crowdfund?
No, but I'm going to start to crowdfund now. I'm going to get a Kickstarter campaign just for Friday.
There you go. Harris Faulkner on Outnumbered yesterday talking about this very same issue, and she also said,
I don't like play dates that turn into crowdfunding.
Yes, right, exactly.
I'm not or into a job that. Search or
but you know what?
I have to be careful here, just in case one of the moms I've ever had a play date
yeah.
is watching. Let me see. Nope, I don't care. I'm just going to be honest. I'm not a big fan of getting together.
Yeah.
Not. Like, I like to go to the park. I love for the kids to play. Yeah. I'll volunteer to watch your child. You can use my house as a drop zone if you want. Drop off zone. I mean, you can do whatever. I'm good with that.
But enough with the crowdfunding. I do like that they put it that way. Enough with the sales pitches. No, I'm not interested in your life insurance plans. I'm not interested in the photo albums. I'm not interested in the detergents. I'm not interested in the nutritional supplements. I'm not interested in the jewelry. I'm not interested in the cuisine and cooking utensils. I just want our kids to play. Can we just do that? And people are starting to get beleaguered by this growth of small businesses and parents who see a play date, a play group, as a business opportunity. Mike in Stafford has an idea here. Mike, you're on WMAL. This is a thing. This is happening out there a lot, isn't it?
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir. Good morning. Actually, my family, it was almost 20 years ago when my wife encountered this. Somebody was trying to do something called stamps. They were, And the way that they got around it was that she and her friends came up with a contract. They agreed that they would not solicit or sell or attempt to encourage anybody else to do any type of trade. It was all about the kids. And if a mom couldn't do that, she was either invited to leave or leave her child there, and then she was invited to leave.
Well, I mean, listen, Mike, this obviously that does solve the problem, but think about the idea of
the difficulty
that you have to draw up a contract. Yeah,
have your kids come over, but first sign this contract.
Yeah, is anyone here a notary? That you actually have to spell out the terms of engagement of the parents during the kids' playgroup. I mean, was there resistance to it?
There were a couple of ladies who decided that this was okay, this is not what I want to do. And the ones who chose to opt out of the group were all the ones who were trying to push something onto some of the other ladies who were there.
Yeah.
And,
all right,
boy. You got stuck with that a couple times. I appreciated them not being there.
I bet you did. All right, Mike, thanks for that. Here's Sandra Smith. She's also on Outnumbered when they had this conversation. And she hits on a key aspect of this that I think is the reason why people are rubbed the wrong way. Go ahead.
There are a lot of stay-at-home moms now who do sell skincare lines and things like that. So if they have a captive audience, bingo!
Captive is the key word.
That's an automatic sale, because if your kids play together, how can you refuse, right?
Right.
I think it's sad. I think play dates, I don't even call them that. My kids are like two and under. So it's like we go to the park. I don't know if this play date thing has gone too far.
Well, I don't know if the idea of playdates have gone too far, but she hits on the key point. You are captive.
Yeah, you're there.
You're captive.
You've agreed
to
let the kids play for an hour or two, and there's no place you can run.
And by the way, the business models for these products, and again, I'm not knocking the products, and I'm not even knocking
the
idea.
It's just the method of selling
your small business. And listen, the method of selling, just like anything else, it can be effective and it can be good, or it can be abused and it can give an industry the bad name.
Right, right.
But the whole idea behind it is it's hard to say no to a friend. It's hard to say you want to be polite. You want to be encouraging. You want to be board. You want to be positive.
How do you get out of a situation like that? I mean, what do you simply... I mean, I would say, you know, I just don't do business with friends, thanks.
But is
and
that
And that'd
true?
Be the end of it. Well, it is true. I don't do business with personal friends.
Well, see, I... So, well, I...
Because
I don't,
it always leads to, you know, strain sometimes.
I don't think I am the right person to ask how not to... How to avoid this, because my house is full of Creative Memories photo albums and Melaleuca nutritional and skincare products.
Yeah.
And I've switched my long distance quite a few times to accommodate friends and family.
Have you?
And I'm, in other words, I've got a big old target on my back. They see me coming, and they know that I am a ripe suspect.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the record, Larry O'Connor is a soft touch.
Exactly.
It's 6:22.
Longfence, a family-owned company that goes way, way back with local homeowners, is having a 25% off Grand Slam savings event. All decks, hardscapes, and fencing are 25% off. Visit longfence.com to schedule your free in-home estimate today.
Have you looked at your home security bill? And if you're paying $30, $40, $50 a month, you need to call Ackerman. Switch your service for free and start saving immediately. Best of all, if you switch this month, in the month of May, you get 3 months of monitoring absolutely free. Now, there are a lot of good reasons why you should do this. They are reliable. They are experts. Security is all they do. They do it better than anyone else. The only company with a seconds counts guaranteed response time, and you'll get burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide monitoring for just $19.95 a month. And they've got all the bells and whistles. I mean, for a match. So you want to know if your kids are coming home from school on time, are they coming through the back door, you're not away, you'll be able to see them come through the back door. And by the way, if somebody comes through the back door that's not supposed to be coming through the back door, you'll know that as well. They got all that bells and whistles, and it's just a few dollars more. Start your savings today. Get up to 3 months of monitoring free. 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
So you thought your timeshare was a great investment, just like you thought dumping your life savings into that dot-com startup in 99 was a great idea. Well, lucky you, you don't have to live with that decision for the rest of your life. Call Timeshare Exit Team. Timeshare Exit Team, the consumer protection company that will get you out of your timeshare legitimately. They don't buy, sell, or donate timeshares. Those tactics still leave you liable. Instead, they negotiate with the resorts to get you out safely, legitimately, and forever. I vetted Timeshare Exit Team. I trust them. Schedule your appointment today with offices right here in Towson and Arlington. You'll sit down with them face-to-face and go over your specific situation. They have a 100% guarantee that they will get you out or give you a complete refund. Visit TimeshareExitTeam.com or call 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM. That's 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM or timeshareexitteam.com.
Every day, 22 veterans take their own lives. Over 260,000 veterans from Operation Enduring Freedom and Iraqi Freedom have been diagnosed with traumatic brain injury. You can help our wounded warriors by donating your used vehicle or cash to Melwood's Operation Tehidu, a local 7-day retreat geared towards helping veterans overcome their post-deployment related trauma. Donate online at www.melwood.org or call 1-877-MELWOOD.
The early showers we see will taper off through the afternoon.
It's 6:25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, we have a pretty serious crash on the Maryland Beltway. Looks like they are allowing one right lane to get by. This will be as you head out of Bethesda into Silver Spring around that curve between Connecticut Avenue and George Avenue. Stay to the far right to get by. Looks like multiple cars are involved in this crash. Now, I am seeing the outer loop past George Avenue with all lanes open, but boy, you can see all this activity, flashing lights, so putting that little extra pressure on that trip coming around from College Park. Now, let's go 270 southbound. As you pass the Monocacy, heavy delays to get you past 109. Looks like 355 into Hyattstown. Extra volume there. Again, everyone watch for the potential of high standing water and debris from last night's storm. DC 295 southbound, heavy. We are delayed out of Greenbelt here for the Baltimore-Washington Parkway and 50 back at the Beltway. Only one lane gets open, DC 295 between Eastern Avenue and Burroughs Avenue due to the high standing water. Stay to the left. Plan for extra time and alternates. Traffic update brought to you by Here Maps. Now, wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Here Maps, the free app that has maps for the entire world. Offline turn-by-turn navigation means you don't need to use your data plan. Get it now at here.com/maps. Now from garagedoorrepair.com or WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Early showers for Tuesday. They will taper off through the afternoon. Might hear some thunder. We get up to 67. Tonight, we've got possibility for evening showers and thunder. We fall back to around 55. Occasional showers tomorrow. Maybe some thunder. High 66. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 63 degrees. It is now 627 on WMAL.
Let's get some sports news going here. First of all, the Nationals won, making it four in a row, all on the road. They swept the Cardinals, of course, in St. Louis. And now this first win in the series against the World Series champions, the Kansas City Royals. Good on them. Also, sadly, the Caps lost Game 3 against the Penguins. They're now down 2-1 in that series. But one possible bright note here, one of the star players for the Penguins, Chris Letang, is facing a hearing with the NHL. He might be suspended for a pretty nasty hit that he put on Marcus Johansson for the Caps in the first period. Caps were down 3-0. They battled back, made it close 3-2, but they lost. Meanwhile, get this, over in England, they play, you know, metric.
Oh, this is amazing.
Metric football there, they call soccer. And the city of Leicester, Leicester City, won its first Premier League title in its existence. And how long have they been around? 132 years.
Holy moly. The first time they've won in 132 years.
In their entire existence, 132 years. That's right up there with the Cubs. And and they won. Good for them. Good. And finally, a little political sports news.
Wait, hold on. I heard that was like, the odds of that happening were like 5,000 to 1
yes,
at the beginning
they started
of the season,
5,000 to 1. Yeah. If you put a dollar on them, you
would have done 5,000
fine.
That's, that's amazing.
Meanwhile, in Indiana, you know, today's the big day of the primary, and Donald Trump yesterday got a sports-oriented endorsement that could do that. You know, he already had Bobby Knight, and now he got the
Who else do you need?
The other legendary coach in Indiana. Here he is.
Greetings. I'm Lou Holtz, and I wholeheartedly endorse Donald Trump as the next president of the United States. There are nothing but winners in Indiana.
Yeah, there you go. All right. I don't want to hear any more from him because as a Michigan Wolverine fan, he broke my heart thousands of times. So there you go. Lou Holtz, as we used to call him in Ann Arbor, a pencil-necked geek. But he just gave Donald Trump an endorsement.
Well, that's interesting. And by the way, you know, the polls look pretty strong for Trump tonight. And it looks as if he does very well in Indiana, not impossible to stop him if you're Ted Cruz, but pretty darn tough.
It's 6:29 on WMAL.
It's time. The time when players become legends. When moments last forever. The Stanley Cup Playoffs on NBC, NBCSN, CNBC, and USA. Don't miss a moment.
Coming up in just a moment, Hillary says, hey, I want to put coal miners out of work. You know who that's not going over well with? Coal miners in West Virginia. We'll tell you the story coming up. 6:30, time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Could Bernie Sanders engineer an upset win today in the Indiana primary?
The Clinton campaign bracing for a possible loss here. A Clinton campaign official telling me they wouldn't be surprised if Bernie Sanders can pull off an upset tonight, and there's two reasons for that. One is money. Bernie Sanders has spent about $2 million advertising here. The Clinton folks have spent virtually nothing. Two is demographics. Indiana is a whiter state than some of the states Hillary Clinton has won, and Bernie Sanders tends to outperform with those white voters, but the Clinton folks tell me they're not super concerned because of the math. Bernie Sanders would have to win by huge margins here to cut into her delegate lead, and they don't see that happening.
Correspondent Chris Freitz. Meanwhile, the Indiana primary could determine if Ted Cruz can continue his campaign or if Donald Trump will run it off the road.
Ted Cruz has brought out basically every high-profile backer he's got in a late-stage push here in Indiana to try to get him over the top. But Donald Trump has been sounding awfully confident on the campaign trail, saying he is going to lock this down in Indiana. And even if he doesn't, he'll have it locked down in the next couple of weeks anyway.
If we win in Indiana, it's over with, folks. It's over with. And then I can focus. Then I don't have to worry about lying Ted Cruz.
And redirecting his attacks on his potential general election opponent, Hillary Clinton.
Emails, bad judgment. Iraq, voted yes, bad judgment. Libya, bad judgment.
Correspondent Sarah Murray reporting. For a second day, some commuters will have to find a different way into work thanks to that weekend CSX freight train derailment in Northeast D.C. The MART commuter rail service says the Brunswick line will again operate with reduced service today. Trains on the Brunswick line into Washington will go no further than Silver Spring. And the National Transportation Safety Board today is expected to release its conclusions about the January 2015 L'Enfant Plaza smoke incident on the metro system. Checking your money, the Dow will today at 17,891, the NASDAQ at 48,18. Sports, the Penguins take game three and now lead the Caps 2-1. The Nationals beat the defending World Series champion Royals in Kansas City. The O's had the night off. They host the Yankees starting tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Your retirement is on your mind. Will your retirement years be financially secure? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Back by popular demand is one of my most popular seminars, Preparing for Retirement. Make sure you're doing everything right for your retirement years. The seminar will show you how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts, how to get the most from Social Security, and how to make sure your assets are protected and distributed as you want. Investments, Social Security, and wills and trusts. Master these so you can enjoy a comfortable and successful retirement. The seminar comes to Loudoun County and Alexandria Tuesday and Wednesday, May 10th and 11th, both 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricestelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
When it comes to replacement windows, most of us don't know much. Should you settle for vinyl? Maybe wood windows? What about fiberglass? Who knows? You know who does know? TheWindowMan.com. Since 1989, TheWindowMan.com has been your local educational window company. They carry two legendary brands. Marvin's fiberglass replacement window, the Infinity, made with Altrex fiberglass, and Monterey Storm windows. Marvin's Infinity is the most beautiful replacement window available, adding character and value to your home. Love your wood windows? Great! Keep them by simply adding Monterey Storm windows, the window that hides in plain sight. Schedule your free in-home consultation by calling 703-978-9888 or visit a Windowman showroom in Fairfax or Alexandria. And for a limited time, save up to $500 on most window orders.
The Windowman can.
See us for saving details, limited time offer.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. And today only, get an extra 15% off. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7070. But hurry, this incredible deal expires tonight at midnight. Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and the extra 15% off site-wide deal expires tonight at midnight. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7070. That's proflowers.com, secret code 7070.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guarantee to your money back.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway jammed each direction between Bethesda College Park. The crash is on the inner loop side after Connecticut Avenue before George Avenue. Five vehicles involved, one being a Metro bus. Only the right lane gets by. Inner loop side before you get to George Avenue. And I'm looking at delays right as you come off of the 270 area and coming around just past Old Georgetown Road on that stretch of the Beltway. Outer loop, your lanes are open, but rubbernecking, of course, there is so much to check out there. 95 delays out of Calverton, and that volume definitely growing. Big delays getting in through town with the flooding. Southbound DC 295 Kenilworth Avenue between Eastern Avenue and Burroughs Avenue. Two right lanes underwater, only the left lane slowly getting by. Take you on to 66, heavy in through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks. Inside the Beltway, finally have better news for you. Coming out of the Roslyn Tunnel, the crash before you get to the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Looks like it's all over to the right shoulder, but still quite slow. Bethesda, heads up. River Road, we have delays there every morning, but River Road, now we have a serious crash at the intersection of River Road and Willard Road. They're sending additional units to the scene there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're looking at the early showers for our Tuesday. They will be tapering off through the afternoon. Might hear some thunder. We'll get up to 67. Evening showers and thunder possible tonight. Overnight low around 55. Tomorrow cloudy, occasional showers, thunder possible, 66. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Alexandria, 61 in Frederick, 63 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by V&F Office Products. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
It is 6:37 right here on WMAL, and this is where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. 7:05, we're going to have a member of the Montgomery County's Board of Supervisors talk about his plan to feed children over the weekend when they're not in school, because otherwise they won't get fed. We want to know why those parents aren't in jail. At 7:35, Rob McCartney, Washington Post, on a report yesterday for Metro. 8:05 brings us Elizabeth Schultz, Fairfax County School Board, talk about that body's attempt to extend the school year in Fairfax County. 8:35, Larry Kudlow, CNBC. So much to do. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
You know, there is nothing more reprehensible in the world of politics than a politician who will go out and tell a group of people something that they want to hear, and then go out and tell another group of people something that they want to hear that's 180 degrees different than what they said before. In other words, pandering. It's what it's called, pandering to a particular audience. I want to start by pointing out something that Hillary Clinton said recently at a town hall meeting when she was talking about the need to develop clean energy sources. Listen carefully to the woman who wants to be the president of the United States.
I'm the only candidate which has a policy about how to bring economic opportunity using clean, renewable energy as the key into coal country, because we're going to put a lot of coal miners and coal companies out of business.
Let's make sure that we hear that last part one more time.
Because we're going to put a lot of coal miners and coal companies out of business.
That's what she said. Well, you know, that probably didn't go over well in some places. And it certainly didn't go over well in some parts of West Virginia, where Hillary actually had to encounter a coal miner who wanted to know, what did you mean? How can you come here and say you're going to put my career and my livelihood out of business? Listen to this exchange.
The reason you hear those people out there saying some of the things that they say is because when you make comments like, we're going to put a lot of coal miners out of jobs, these are the kind of people that you're affecting. This is my family. While my hope is in God, that's my future. I want my family to know that they have a future here in this state, because this is a great state.
And then Hillary had an answer. Listen carefully to how she weasels out of what she said before.
You know, I don't know how to explain it other than what I said was totally out of context from what I meant, because I have been talking about helping coal country for a very long time. And I did put out a plan last summer. And it was a misstatement, because what I was saying is that the way things are going now, we will continue to lose jobs. That's what I meant to say, and I think that seems to be supported by the facts.
All right, so let me just make sure that you're following me here. At a town hall meeting not long ago, Hillary Clinton said the following.
Because we're going to put a lot of coal miners and coal companies out of business.
And then when she was confronted about it in West Virginia, coal country, she said, oh, it was just a misstatement, a misunderstanding.
You know, I don't know how to explain it other than what I said was totally out of context from what I meant, because I have been talking about helping coal country for a very long time. And I did put out a plan last summer.
Yeah.
And it was a misstatement, because what I was saying is that the way things are going now, we will continue to lose jobs. That's what I meant to say, and I think that seems to be supported by the facts.
What a bunch of weasel words. I mean, really, this is the thing that really irritates people about politicians, is how they will pander to whatever audience they're in front of. And this is a perfect example. It's a bald-faced lie for her to say it was a misstatement. She was talking about the need to develop clean energy, and that as a result of that, we're going to put a lot of coal miners out of work. She means that. She really does mean that. And now for her to be, when confronted by a coal miner who's standing here with her family and says, look, this is my livelihood. This is how I feed my family. What do you mean you're going to put my people, my career out of business? And, well, it was a misstatement. It was, and you know, the jobs are going to be lost anyway, and I'm just trying to help you find a way out of it. This is absolutely the most reprehensible thing that a politician can do. And ladies and gentlemen, this is, you know, the person that Democrats want to nominate to be the next president of the United States.
Well, there's one other reprehensible thing out there about this story, Brian Wilson, and you're dead on with everything else you just said, but it's also how the media is covering it. NBC News headline, Hillary Clinton apologizes to coal country over out-of-business comments. That's a lie. She did not apologize. The only thing close to a statement of regret was she said, I feel a bit sad and sorry that I gave folks the reason or the excuse to be so upset with me, because that's not what I intended at all. In other words, you people aren't smart enough to understand what I really said and what I really meant, and because of that, I'm sorry. That's not an apology.
You know, we know what you said, and we now know that when you try to take it back, that you're not doing nothing but making a bald-faced lie to the American people, 643.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
You're one of my favorites.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is getting fun.
Where Washington comes to talk.
5 days. 5 days only till Mother's Day. It's this weekend, and there's no one like your mom. You need to do something really nice for this unique person who brought you into this world. Right now, get Sherry's Berries, freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99, plus shipping, or double the berries just for $5 more. Now, this is an exclusive offer for my listeners listeners only. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner, and type in the secret code, which is my name, Brian Wilson. That's Brian with an I, Wilson. You get the deal. And we're talking about berries that are dipped in milk white and dark chocolatey goodness, and they're topped with rich chocolate chips and chopped nuts and that signature drizzle that they put on there. And by the way, the berries are juicy and succulent. Listen, there's only one way to get this deal. Freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99. Double the berries, $5 more. An exclusive offer for my listeners when you use the special code Brian Wilson. Visit berries.com. That's BERRIES.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Type in Brian Wilson. You get the deal. A limited time offer. Mother's Day is this weekend. Make sure you order now. If you want to do this by phone, in the car, maybe you want to do it, 866-FRUIT-02.
Each franchise independently owned and operated. Offer good on selected signature series product at participating franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
They say that love's a compromise.
But not this time.
She wanted a beautiful home.
He wanted an energy efficient home.
So what brought us together?
Budget Blinds. Budget Blinds has an incredible selection of beautiful window coverings.
And Budget Blinds offers multiple energy saving designs.
They look gorgeous.
And they keep rooms warm in the winter and cool in the summer.
It's a perfect marriage.
I'll say.
Right now is the time to save during Budget Blinds Spring Style Event. Now get up to a $250 rebate on energy efficient window coverings at Budget Blinds. Plus, Budget Blinds sends a style consultant right to your door with swatches, styles, and ideas for free. And they do all the measuring and installation. You don't lift a finger. Call Budget Blinds today for your free in-home consultation. Then qualify for up to a $250 rebate during Budget Blinds Spring Style Event. Going on now. Call 1-800-590-5797. That's 1-800-590-5797. 1-800-590-5797.
Does your home have plumbing problems? Call McCarthy Services for our spring plumbing specials. Water heater flushes for only $49, $99 drain cleanings, or $50 off any general plumbing repair. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
It is 6:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Several difficult areas this morning. We'll start Maryland Beltway with the crash on the interloop between Connecticut Avenue and George Avenue. Only the right lane getting by. Four cars and the Metro bus involved, so they have a lot to deal with here. Several tow trucks requested. Watch for these delays quickly growing, at least coming off of 270 and around the Beltway. We're already back to Old Georgetown Road out of Bethesda. On the outer loop, with lanes open, rubbernecking at all this activity. Slows now before you get to 95. 95, the volume just south of the ICC. Out of Greenbelt, yes, that's where the delays begin on 295. The Baltimore-Washington Parkway, solid jam to get past the heavy activity here with the high standing water. Southbound 295 between Eastern Avenue and Burroughs Avenue. Still have the two right lanes underwater. That leaves only the left lane to get you through. Extra time planning alternates too. You might want to take the Beltway around towards your destination to the Wilson Bridge. Your backup's beginning before you get to St. Barnabas Road. And also just a reminder that Beach Drive remains closed between the Montgomery County line and down toward Military Road with the ponding. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Early showers, maybe some thunder, but they will be tapering off as we go through the afternoon. We'll top out around 67. Tonight, evening showers and thunder possible, low around 55. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 63 degrees at 647.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Here's a little statistic for you. If you're your average retiree on Social Security, you're expected to get a benefit of somewhere around $14,772. And by the way, that's a payback of money that you put into the system, right? So if you're retiring, Social Security benefit on average, $14,772. If you happen to be an illegal alien who comes to this country as a child, an unaccompanied child, and, you know, one of these dreamers that the president is so fond of, you should know this. The president has budgeted for you $17,613.
Nice.
That's right. They have done a study over at the Center for Immigration Studies, and they have looked at what the Obama administration wants to do for the so-called dreamers who come to this country. They are basically going to budget for them about $2,850 more each year than they budget for people who actually paid into the system and are getting their Social Security retirement benefit.
Now, are these the same little dreamers who are flipping the bird at Donald Trump's presidential motorcade and throwing things at cars of Trump supporters trying to exercise their constitutional rights to freely assemble and to freely express political speech?
That would be some of those, yes.
These are the same ones who, according to the interview we had with the Frederick County Sheriff last week, are joining gangs and increasing violent crime in areas that didn't have violent crime?
Indeed, that would be some of the very same.
And we are not only subsidizing the behavior, but we're actually literally dipping into the pockets of American citizens and American taxpayers who are law-abiding, taking their money distributing that money to these youth, these dreamers that Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama want to protect.
That's right. And there is, by the way, new data from the same group, Center for Immigration Studies, which says that 80% of the 71,000 Central American children placed in places in families around the country between 2014 and 2015 were released to sponsors who are in the United States illegally.
Yeah, well, this is going to be a campaign issue. I hope we get a good candidate who's strong on that topic.
I do too. 6:50.
Good morning start on ABC7's Good Morning Washington with the news, weather, and traffic you need. ABC7's Good Morning Washington, weekday morning starting at 4:25.
I'm Chris Plant. You've heard me talk about my dentist, Dr. Wayne Miles of Smiles by Miles. And now he has a free offer. Let's meet Dr. Miles.
Hi, I'm Dr. Wayne Miles, and Chris is actually a patient of mine. I realize going to the dentist can be difficult for some, and I respect that. It often leads to numerous problems, pain, and emergencies, as well as an unattractive smile. I can help you reverse years of problems and neglect comfortably in one or two visits with sedation dentistry. You sleep during the procedure and have virtually no memory of it. So join the thousands of others and call us to get your mouth healthy and back to looking great like you deserve.
Dr. Miles voted among Northern Virginia's top dentists and voted best dental office in Reston, Virginia. Call now and get a free exam and free x-rays, normally $311. This offer is good for the first 12 callers at 703-925-0800 or visit smilesbymiles.com. That's smilesbymiles.com.
What comes before the first kiss or the first I love you? Well, the first date, of course, and every relationship starts with an introduction. That's where the first date specialists at It's Just Lunch come in. Here's how it works. You'll meet with your matchmaker. Mine was Kim, and she was awesome. You'll sit down, she'll get to know you, and find out exactly what you're looking for in a dating partner. Then, she'll hand-select quality matches from the It's Just Lunch exclusive membership base. She'll pre-screen those matches. She'll handle the logistics, even book the reservations. It's an absolute piece of cake. Why overcomplicate things with online dating services? Ditch your laptop for a tabletop. I can tell you firsthand, you'll meet some great people and you'll go on some quality dates. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today. Be dating tomorrow.
Far, far away lies a mysterious place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected. No one orders from this warehouse, but oh, does it deliver. Shipments of fate sent to cause workplace injuries at small businesses everywhere. A shovel that causes a landscaper to trip and break his arm. A pair of scissors that lands on a florist's toe. A puddle of coffee that makes a waiter slip and fall. Is it fair? Is it stoppable? No. But when the unexpected strikes, The Hartford helps more than 1 million small businesses prevail. With workers' compensation, property and liability insurance. When the unexpected strikes, will you be ready? Ask your agent for The Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
Hey, it's time to check in on the news desk at CNBC to see how your money is doing. Kate Rogers is standing by. Good morning, Kate.
Hey there. Good morning. Well, Wall Street could give back most of yesterday's gains. Stocks futures are pointing to a lower open today. Apple stock has fallen for 8 days in a row on concerns about slower iPhone sales. That is Apple's longest 8-day losing streak since 1998, and it's cost the company $74 billion in market value. But But Apple's not the only company having trouble. Aeropostale is reportedly close to filing for bankruptcy protection this week because of fewer customers and larger losses. Bankrupt Sports Authority will now sell its assets instead of reorganizing as first hoped. More people are buying their sportswear on the internet. Philips plans to spin off its lighting business into a publicly traded company because it could not find anyone to buy it. Philips began making its light bulbs in 1891. Generic drug sales are soaring because doctors, insurance companies, and patients are trying to save money. Because of that demand, generic drug maker Mylan says profits rose 17% last quarter. I'm Kate Rogers, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
It's Mother's Day. You know that it's Mother's Day, and you got to be worried about making sure you have the right product, right gift, the right present for all the mothers in your life, okay? And it's this weekend, so time is running out. And you, if you haven't solved this problem in your life yet, I've got the solution for you. It's 1-800-Flowers.com. You got to go there right now. Send beautiful roses to your mom, your stepmom, your grandma, your wife, your daughter, all the moms that mean so much to you. It's the only way I send flowers, especially for Mother's Day. You don't want to settle for less. And listen, you've got a great deal now that only you get because you're listening to us right now this morning, and it's only good through Thursday. Please don't do this wrong. This is a great deal. 24 beautiful multicolored roses for $29.99. That's a full bouquet of two dozen roses. She's going to love them. That's an incredible offer. Usually $49.99, now $29.99. That's a great savings, but you got to do it now. This is only available through Thursday. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com from your desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner. Enter Larry. 1-800-Flowers.com. Enter Larry.
It's 6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And because of flooding, closed southbound 295 between Eastern Avenue and Burroughs Avenue. The two right lanes are closed. Only one left lane gets by, and big delays trying to get through that stretch of town coming off of the Beltway on both Baltimore-Washington Parkway and 50. The Beltway through Bethesda and Silver Spring were bunched up. The inner loop crash, multiple cars involved in this one, but looks like they're able to get everything over to the shoulder between Connecticut Avenue and Georgia Avenue. And this is frustrating. I'm now watching fire and rescue run on the outer loop of the Beltway, leaving Georgia Avenue over toward Connecticut Avenue. May have a new problem in the way there. In the Poolsville area, West Willard Road and River Road for the crash. If you're taking River Road, say leaving the Beltway and heading in toward Western Avenue and the DC line, all those travel lanes are open. 14th Street between Columbia and Harvard. Looks like police activity closing 14th Street in that stretch. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Oh, listen, we had a lot of rain last night in some areas, 3 inches in a very short period of time. And the rain is the dominant thing in our forecast all the way to the weekend. Showers today, high of 67. Evening showers, thunderstorms possible tonight, 55. Tomorrow, 66. Occasional showers. Thursday, showers, 62. And on Friday, showers are possible with a high of around 64 degrees. Currently in the nation's capital, it is foggy in some areas, and we have a temperature of 62 degrees right here on WMAL.
People everywhere are fighting pain right where it hurts with Zim's Max Freeze. Here's Patty from Ontario.
We're always camping, we're boating, we're active, we swim. I mean, Zim literally changed our life, and it helps keep us going, keep us active.
Zim's Max Freeze takes on pain with the 1-2 punch of naturally based pain-relieving ingredients combined with the power of proven science.
Just try it. We found a gem. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. It works really well for me.
Take on pain with the 1-2 punch of nature and science with Zim's Max Freeze. Available at stores everywhere.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
Give me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
I don't care if I never get back.
Some things are just great for bringing back memories. That song reminds me of the first time I went to a professional baseball game. Reminds me of spring. It reminds me of that hokey but very important prize in the box of Cracker Jacks. The rubbery crawler that would walk down your mom's newly washed window. That much-loved metal horse and wagon. The joke book. Who didn't love getting your sticky hands on that little surprise in every box of caramel corn and peanuts? Well, no more will you consume sugar, popcorn, and peanuts to get that little prize. Now you get a code in your box of Cracker Jacks. A code that will only work if you download the Cracker Jack app on your smartphone. An electronic gift just doesn't feel the same to me. The next generation will only have the memories of cleaning that sticky caramel residue from their phone screens. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Okay, everyone, Mother's Day is this Sunday. Do you know what you're getting for your mom? If you're looking for the perfect gift, check out this sweet deal from Shari's Berries. Right now, you can get their famous freshly dipped gourmet berries starting at $19.99. I was so excited to see this deal because Shari's Berries have become a big tradition in my family. We all love them. You have never seen dipped berries like these. They're huge, sweet, juicy, and covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. And right now, they're starting at $19.99. That's amazing. Plus, you can pick your delivery date and the berries are guaranteed to arrive fresh, delicious, and beautifully packaged. My mom is going to be super excited when she gets her Shari's Berries, and I bet your mom will be too. Hurry, because Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible deal ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing offer is to go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 200. That's berries.com, special code 200.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Coming up on WMAL.
Montgomery County wants to use your tax dollars to subsidize some really bad parents out there who aren't feeding their kids. We'll talk to the supervisor who thinks it's a great idea.
And we'll have all of the 2016 news on this today, that voters go to the polls in Indiana. Big day. Also, a report